Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, June 1st. It's already June 1st. Whew. Today is National Say Something Nice Day, so let me start by saying you look great. You're doing your best, and honestly, just turning on local news this early already makes you one of the more informed people in the room. You're good-looking, and gosh darn it, people like you. Coming up today, Southern Inyo Healthcare District receives a $400,000 emergency grant to support rural healthcare. The Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center is looking for local native artists. Young entrepreneurs are invited to take part in a youth business pitch camp. Tomorrow is election day in Inyo County. Local libraries are launching blood pressure resources through Libraries with Heart. Mammoth Art Walk is accepting artist applications. Firewood permits are now available. The Inyo National Forest will hold a public hearing on wild horse management. NAHD's Care Shuttle is helping patients get to appointments, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is sponsored by the committee to elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge. Dana Crome is running for Inyo County Superior Court Judge with a focus on competent, fair, and impartial justice for everyone in Inyo County. Her campaign highlights more than 35 years of legal experience, including 30 years practicing in Inyo County across criminal, civil, family probate, public defense, county counsel, and prosecution work. Dana Crome says she is ready to bring experience, professionalism, and steady leadership to the Superior Court bench. Learn more at electdanacromejudge.com. Ad paid for by the committee to elect Dana Crome Superior Court Judge 2026. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill announced that Southern Inyo Healthcare District has received a $400,000 emergency grant from the state's Distressed Hospital Grant Program under AB 108, highlighting her strong advocacy on behalf of rural healthcare in Senate District 4. The grant, administered by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information, provides one-time emergency relief to financially distressed hospitals. Southern Inyo Healthcare District was one of only four hospitals statewide selected to receive funding, a direct result of Senator Alvarado Gill's focused efforts to support rural healthcare infrastructure, delivering one of her key goals for 2026. I want to thank HCAI for their important investment and for understanding how critical it is to keep healthcare available right here in our communities. Southern Inyo Healthcare District is essential to thousands of residents, families, seniors, and visitors in our rural communities. Rural hospitals like Southern Inyo face unique challenges, and I'm pleased the state is stepping up to provide this support. Alvarado Gill continued. Local leaders praised Senator Alvarado Gill's tireless advocacy and hands-on support throughout the process. Kevin Flanagan, CEO of Southern Inyo Healthcare District, said receiving this $400,000 grant is a tremendous relief and will help us continue delivering high-quality healthcare to our patients in the Eastern Sierra. We are deeply grateful for the support from Senator Alvarado Gill and her team, who have fought tirelessly to keep rural hospitals open. Senator Alvarado Gill thanked local leaders, hospital staff, and advocates for their partnership while underscoring her continued commitment to championing rural healthcare needs in the capital. I will keep fighting in Sacramento to ensure our rural communities are not left behind when it comes to healthcare access and affordability. I'd like to point out that the hardest word in the English language for me to say is rural, and I had to say it like 12 times in that story. rural. Do you have any words like that are hard? write them down below. If you're on social media checking this out, and if you're listening on the radio, go ahead and laugh at me. Calling all Owens Valley Paiute and Shoshone artists, the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center is seeking new, original, and handcrafted items for gift shop buying days. They're interested in beadwork, leatherwork, woodwork, fiber seed shell or gourd work, flint napping, ribbon work, silver work, other native made items, including apparel, art, photography, pottery, and more. Please note all items must be new and your own original work. Please avoid logos or trademarks, pen or pencil marks, and used or soiled items, fake cloth backing, excess mirror or kabochin use. I don't know what that word is. Somebody reach out and tell me. Bring your best. They look forward to seeing the amazing talent of our Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone artists. Upcoming gift shops buying days are Tuesday, June 9th, and Wednesday, June 10th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Young entrepreneurs across Alpine, Mono, and Inyo counties will have the opportunity to develop business ideas, connect with local mentors, and compete for startup funding through the upcoming Youth Business Pitch Camp, taking place August 7th through the 9th at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center in Bishop. The free weekend boot camp is open to individuals 14 through 24 and is designed to introduce participants to entrepreneurship through hands-on workshops, team collaboration, mentorship, and a live pitch competition. For parents, the camp offers a fun, productive, and engaging way for young people to spend part of their summer while developing leadership, communication, teamwork, and problem-solving skills that will benefit them long after the weekend concludes. The Youth Business Pitch Camp is being organized through a regional partnership between the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center and the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, the Central Sierra Economic Development District, and Sierra Commons. Throughout the weekend, participants will work in teams to develop business ideas that address real opportunities and challenges within their communities. The program weekend will include Friday evening networking and team formation activities, full day Saturday entrepreneurship workshops and business development sessions, full day on Sunday, including finalizing pitch concepts and pitch presentations to local judges, with top teams advancing in the regional showcase. The team that wins the pitch event on Sunday will advance to the Sierra Founders Academy final showcase on September 8th in Tuolumne County, where participants from across the region will compete for startup funding and prizes. The camp is part of a broader regional effort to expand entrepreneurship pathways and economic opportunity for youth across the Sierra region while strengthening long-term local business development resources in the Eastern Sierra. Participation is free, but registration is required. To learn more or register, visit sierraindustry.org/SFA. Community members interested in serving as mentors, judges, sponsors, or partners are also encouraged to get involved by visiting sierraindustry.org/SFA. Tomorrow is Election Day. If you missed earlier voter registration deadlines to receive a ballot by mail, there's still time to vote. Voters may vote conditionally or provisionally with same-day voter registration. The option is available from May 19th to June 2nd at the Inyo County Elections Office and at any Inyo County voting location on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Inyo County Elections encourages strong voter participation, while state and federal contests will continue to the November general election. Most of our local contests will be decided in June. This includes the two separate Superior Court Judge contests and the County Supervisor District 1 contest. For County Supervisor District 1, where three candidates are running, the contest will advance to the general election unless one candidate receives more than 50% of the total votes cast. Make your plan to vote. Your voice shapes Inyo County's leadership. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good. Really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Beginning today, patrons who visit their local branch of the Inyo County Free Library will be able to check their blood pressure and manage a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke. These resources will be available as part of the Libraries with Heart from the American Heart Association. Library card holders will also have the option to borrow blood pressure and monitoring kits for at-home measurement the same way they check out a book. High blood pressure is known to be a major health threat, and now members of our community can find tools at their local library to help them manage their heart health. In addition to blood pressure cuffs, each branch of the library will also provide American Heart Association information on how to properly measure blood pressure at home, an explanation of what blood pressure numbers mean, and a contact list of care providers who will provide follow-up care to anyone who needs it. Artist applications are open for Mammoth Art Walk, a new two-day art event coming to Mammoth Lakes this summer. It will be held at the Village at Mammoth on Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. both days. Organizers are looking for artists working in fine art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, textiles, mixed media, and other original handmade work to be part of this curated summer event. This is a great opportunity to share your work with locals, visitors, collectors, and art lovers in one of Mammoth's most iconic gathering places. Applications close June 19th. Learn more and apply at mammothartwalk.com. Inyo National Forest personal use firewood permits are now available. Permits are $15 per cord with a minimum 2-cord purchase. Most funds from firewood permit sales are returned to the forest for continued implementation of this program and the Inyo National Forest fuel wood strategy. Purchases can be made online by credit card or in person at local visitor center. Centers, bring a credit card or make an appointment with Forest Service employees to buy tags with cash or check. Pick up firewood collection maps at local visitor centers in Lone Pine, Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, and Levining, and be sure to follow all permit regulations. Calling all owners of classic cars and horseless carriages of the 1910s and 1920s, the Bodie Foundation would love for you to visit Bodie with your car during their FOB Fest on August 8th. If interested, please reach out to Shannon at BodieFoundation.org. The Inyo National Forest will hold a virtual public hearing on June 8th to receive public input on the proposed use of helicopters and other motorized vehicles to gather and remove excess wild horses from areas outside of Montgomery Pass wild horse territory this year. The virtual meeting will take place from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Microsoft Teams. The Montgomery Pass Wild Horse Territory is managed for a wild horse population between 138 to 230 animals under the 2019 Inyo National Forest Land Management Plan. A 2024 aerial survey estimated 699 horses in surrounding areas, with most roaming outside the designated territory. The forest plans to conduct a gather later this year to remove excess wild horses from high priority areas outside the territory. Horses that stray from designated areas may be removed to reduce conflict with natural and cultural resources. Public safety concerns and private property in accordance with the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act of 1971. Animals removed will be transported to Forest Service off-range corrals, evaluated by a veterinarian, and prepared for adoption or sale. Specific gather details will be shared when finalized. How to submit public input. Public input regarding motorized vehicles used for this gather may be submitted in two ways. During the virtual public hearing on June 8th at 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., up to 2 minutes per speaker. In writing via email by June 8th, 4:30 p.m., sm.fs.inyowh_b@usda.gov. sm.fs.inyowh_b@usda.gov. The hearing is not a question and answer session. Most questions can be answered in advance by visiting the Wild Horse page on the Inyo National Forest website. A recording and transcript will be posted online after the hearing. The Forest Service does not respond to comments received during this hearing in the same manner as those submitted as part of a National Environmental Policy Act process. However, all input on motorized vehicles used is valued and helped to inform the agency's management practices. For information about Forest Service wild horses and burro programs, territories, and adoption opportunities, visit their website. While getting to an appointment isn't easy, Northern Inyo Hospital's Care Shuttle helps make sure care is still within reach. Free non-emergency transportation is available for neighbors who may not have family, friends, or reliable transportation to help get them there. There is no cost to use the service, and Care Shuttle offers door-to-door or curb-to-curb service within a 60-mile radius of the city of Bishop, reaching from Mammoth Lakes to Lone Pine. Donate today because no one should miss the care they need simply because they can't get a ride. Volunteer drivers are also needed. For a ride appointment or information, call 760 873 2055. The Alice Piper Day celebration and book launch of Alice Piper Speaks Up will be held at the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center in Bishop on Tuesday at 6 p.m. The event will include light dinner, honoring songs and dance for Alice Piper, panel discussion, audience Q&A, book sale and signing, and celebration moment. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory Seminar Series continues Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on the natural history of Mono Lakes alkali fly. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children, they're welcome. Mammoth Wednesday Market starts this Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Outbound Mammoth in the Bar Sierra parking lot. Come stock up for the week on local food, support regional growers and ranchers, and help keep building a stronger local food system here in the Eastern Sierra. The farm-to-table market returns this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan vendors, food trucks, Blue Heron, local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday Night Market will be held on the Academy Street in Bishop June 12th from 5:30 to 9. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Family owned, family run, served up the kind of barbecue that makes any calendar item feel just a little more exciting. Whether you're heading to a market, a seminar, a local event, or just making the very wise decision to stop in Big Pine hungry, Copper Top Barbecue brings the smoke, the flavor, and the full 395 experience. CoppertopBarbecue.com. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Monday, June 1st. Thanks for starting the week with us and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. Remember, tomorrow's vote day. Get out there and vote. That's what makes this country great. Plus, it's always cool to see people walking around with the I voted sticker on their cheek and forehead and stuff like that. So head over there and vote. And thank you again to the committee to elect Dana Crum Superior Court Judge 2026 for sponsoring this newscast. You can hear Eastern Sierra Now news every weekday on KIBS KBOV at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Between broadcasts, we'll always be working online at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and across social media and YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Say something nice to someone today. And remember, if all else fails, nice hat is it's usually a safe place to start. Unless they're not wearing a hat, then you're on your own.